ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग।
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
गुड मॉर्निंग।
गुड मॉर्निंग दादी।
सत गुरुवार और संडे।
Sat Guruvar, Thursday and Sunday are both for earning extra income. As it stands, Saturday and Sunday are usually holidays and 5 days you go to work to earn, but we earn every day, but we have extra income on these 2 days. So the more we earn at this confluence age, the heart becomes very big as we earn a lot. That is very big, generous. These days, the income we earn, the physical income, comes through a lot of hard work. For some, it comes easily, but for the majority, they have to work hard to earn. And all day, they have to think a lot. Those who earn, they have to think a lot. Whereas Baba enables us to earn such an income where we don't have to think. He tells us, don't think, finish thinking. If you think too much, there would be a loss. If you don't think, if you do everything with faith, if you do it with honesty, then there is nothing but benefit. There's no need to think. No need to think. What is there to think about? So as I'm speaking and I say don't think, people think, well, how is that possible? And Daddy says, the time you spend in thinking, is there income during that time? And there are other moments when there is so much peace and feeling of love that in that experience there is income generated. And that is being generated in such a way that there's a great deal of happiness. And the heart feels that just as I'm earning this income in this atmosphere, let everyone else also benefit, let them also earn. So this atmosphere is one in which we can earn a spiritual income. In this study, there is income. In the Lokik study, you think about the income later on. First, you study and you give time for study. You spend money on your studying because that is that type of study. And here, Baba gives us such a wonderful study. He teaches us himself in which there is a huge income. Is that right? You come to study or do you come to earn an income? The more you study well, there is the feeling that now my life is a very happy one. There's no reason for me to worry. But I'm accumulating for my future. And the day that you don't study well, that day you don't feel happy with yourself. Does anyone have that experience? That on the day that you haven't studied well, there isn't happiness, and how would the day have been? We experience so much power as we study, and then the heart says that in this study there is not just happiness but the experience of power filling within the self, and that power is coming to me in such a way that I become a swan. Through that power, all waste ends, and there is the feeling of being powerful, elevated. For one who thinks a lot, they lose things, they waste things, and the accumulation through the study is lost. But when there is elevated action, there is accumulation in that account. So that is also an experience we have. And we know that as we think, that's what our words will be. That's the kind of actions we would perform. So whatever are our thoughts, we may not speak them out, but we are ready to act out that thought. So to understand our thoughts, and then through understanding our thoughts, then to emerge the right kind of thoughts. It shouldn't be that thoughts pop up just by themselves, any old time, any old how. And it shouldn't be wasteful thoughts, useless thoughts, but only that the right kind of thoughts emerge in which I feel benefit and others feel benefit. Because as others are having the benefit of that, therefore, I also feel the benefit of that. Yesterday, Daddy went to Oxford to the Kumar's retreat. There were so many Kumars. And then in the evening, she spent, I think, about 2 hours or something to have that spiritual chit-chat with them. And Dadi wanted to come back here so that she could have Amrit Vela here this morning. No, hold on, let me get this right. She's saying in the gathering there wasn't one person whose eyes were closed. Actually, there was just one elderly lady. But none of the brothers had their eyes closed. They were all sitting alert in meditation. Why? Because they know that this is the time of their income, the beginning time for their income. And here it's that we know that through the study there is income. The main thing is that the teacher tells us that this is now the time to earn an income. I'm not sure whether she was saying that she had Amrit Vela in Oxford or here. So, this is not the time for our teaching others, but this is the time for our own study. We are learning for ourselves at this time. As we think about the knowledge, as we churn it for ourselves, as we are dwelling on it, how much of it will come on the lips? Just the essence. But it will be absolutely clear. And the essence is to be Manmanabhav. And as Baba says, Manmanabhav, then yes, the poor mind does listen to Baba. And we say, Wah, my mind, Wah. God is saying, Manmanabhav. And the mind is enjoying it. And so my mind has become so good. So whose minds have become so good like this? When God says, Manmanabhav, turn your mind to me, then has your mind connected with God? Not that you think about your body or your wealth. If you are sick, then you are thinking of the body. Or if you are at your place of business or work, you are thinking about your wealth. But God says to us, you must always be Manmanabhav. So this is my thought, that's what I want to be, Manmanabhav. I want my mind always to be towards God. So what would the intellect be thinking? God says to the intellect, be Madhyajibhav, remember Vishnu. In Manmanabhav, remember God, and in Madhyajibhav, you remember the four arms. What do you think, Li Bhai? It's four arms that you remember when you think of Vishnu, right? So, if the two arms are busy, then say to yourself, Manmanabhav, and you become that one who is Vishnu, the one with four arms. You spin the discus of self-realization. And you'll enjoy that very much. In that state of Madhyajibhav as Vishnu, you spin the discus, you feel that light emanating from you. In Manmanabhav, your intellect goes up above. But in Madhyajibhav, you see Vishnu in front of you, spinning the cycle, and with the light of knowledge, spreading that light. And then to have that lotus in your hand, whether you are standing on the lotus or sitting on the lotus, Vishnu is shown standing on the lotus, not sitting. And a yogi is one who sits on the seat of the lotus throne. So as you're understanding this, at least nod. After all, this is what children do in a school. They understand, they nod. So Narayan, Vishnu, Ashun, standing on the lotus flower, and a yogi soul is shown sitting on the seat of the lotus flower. And so totally detached and in yoga with Baba, so that sign of being totally detached, the symbol of detachment, the lotus flower. Some are not able to understand. Okay, they understand with the intellect, but they don't have the experience how to be detached, how to be detached. Nyara, detached. But there's so much experience of being attached, so much experience of being attached. And how long has it taken to understand that attachment is one that brings sorrow, yet you're not able to let go of attachment. And you even say that I'm not able to let go. Why? Because we have this habit of innumerable births of being attached. Being in this body, there's been attachment to bodily beings, to material possessions. Why? Because we've been so dependent on all of these things. If we were to become free, there's fear or there's loneliness, and there's the feeling, I need this one, I need this thing. So be quiet and become free, and don't hold on to anything. There's the habit of holding on to others as you move along, and if you didn't, you would feel that I have no support. Yesterday, the youth Kumars asked Dadi this question, that the youth, the Kumars have this, but don't the elderly have the same problem of feeling lonely? So everyone, whether they're young, whether they're the youth, whether they're the adolescent or the elderly, everyone has attachment. And Baba teaches us so well to be detached. And so today I say to you, be detached. Don't you feel that you would like to be like this? If you be detached, you'll have very good yoga. And if there isn't that experience of detachment, there isn't yoga. The experience of yoga is such that makes you detached. So who will have this experience? The one who has that deep interest to become detached. The one who has that internal one chant that I want to be free of attachment. I want to become detached. Okay, you're able to relate these things and you wear white clothes. Okay, say you may not even be in white dress, but you're receiving help from Baba. Then you say, Baba. But that sound that comes from within the heart of Baba means there is the experience of purity. The sign of purity is also to be equal to the lotus, where you cannot be splashed by anything impure. So you are sitting on that lotus flower, the yogi on the lotus flower, and as there hasn't been this practice, Maya doesn't let go of you. Maya follows the one. Who she sees has belonged to God but is not able to be without Maya as well. And they think, I have wealth, I have children, I have a home, I have this thing, I have these possessions, I own this thing. And Maya also shows all the things of its splendor. And Baba says, I don't make any show of what Baba has. What Baba has is not visible through these physical eyes, and you cannot understand it through body consciousness either. In body consciousness either, whatever I have is to give to you, is for you. For this, be soul conscious, then the soul will understand. Be soul conscious, then the soul is able to know and understand about the Supreme Soul. When you are a little bit body conscious, then the intellect doesn't travel that far to Baba. It goes here and there. But when you're soul conscious, then the intellect goes up above, and then you gain everything from there, from Baba directly. Then what's the point of allowing the intellect to go here and there? And then you don't have to make effort of letting go. You automatically become free. I don't believe I've ever had the thought that I have to let go. Automatically, things have let go of me, or I have become free of them. And so Baba gives so much, and in comparison to that, everything else is like rubbish, it's dirt. And Baba fills the soul with so much, and he cleans the soul. There's so much cleanliness then. The feeling is, I, the soul, am a clean soul. I am pure and clean. I, the soul, am Baba's. In that feeling, in that experience, I feel I belong to God. And some say, honestly, I don't have the experience of God's love. And Dadi explains that He is giving you love. He's come at this confluence age. He's found us from here and there and brought us together, and He has come in order to give that love. But all the false love, where you want these things as well as Baba's love, you want those things where there is sorrow in that love, then you don't want to let go of that. And you feel, well, if I let go of the one who has love for me, then they'll feel sad, they'll be unhappy. And the one who is giving happiness, is giving love, that one is forgotten. Baba's forgotten. So these things really, really have to be understood. To have knowledge means to go within myself and then see, what am I thinking? What am I saying? What am I doing? Look at my own actions. Look at my own words. Look at my own thoughts. Baba has given me these eyes, this intellect with which I should see myself, with which I can see myself. And he says, hey soul, Baba has a great deal of love for the soul. He has love for all souls. And when some saw Baba and says, ha ha, yes, yes, then he grabs them straight away. And with some souls, Baba has to go after them. And suddenly he'll give some very good experience. And he tries to remind that soul, look, you've had so many experiences of sorrow. And Baba gives a sudden experience of happiness. And then what happens? The soul is able to then, no, what the soul does is forgets that experience of happiness that was given by Baba, and still allows their intellect to stumble in the experiences of sorrow. And there are four things to keep in the intellect. Actually, there are so many, but that is underlining four. So I say, free your intellect, poor intellect, from stumbling. It's been stumbling for so long, so much. And the mind also goes sanskara. Along with the intellect. Sanskars also are Baba with the mind and intellect. Okay, Baba has explained mind, intellect and sanskars are together. The mind stumbles, but why does it stumble? Because the intellect is not working properly. And sanskars are old sanskars that haven't finished, that I haven't finished. And so mind, intellect, sanskars. Mind may be stumbling here. Sanskars are my old sanskars that are still with me. They don't allow the intellect to be stable. Still, I understand I'm a soul. Okay, you may not be able to churn knowledge to great depth, but just the realization that I'm a soul. I think that I'm a soul and make my mind peaceful and I control. I'm then able to control my senses, and then the intellect says, I mustn't do this. I mustn't do this. And God says to the soul, hey soul, you mustn't do this. And the soul has that mind, intellect, sanskars. And so the intellect is not allowed to have yoga because the sanskars will not allow it. The mind has to become quiet and peaceful and therefore allow the intellect to have yoga. So Baba promises us that he will incinerate our sins, absolve our sins. And if practically I allow my mind to become peaceful, and I see my intellect has yoga, then sanskars start to change and the soul becomes happy and thinks, this is wonderful, Baba. My sins are being incinerated. And now I understand that old sanskars were within the soul. And I start saying, Baba, you're explaining so well. I'm enjoying it. I like what you're saying. And I feel a difference in me. I feel a change in me. And I see there is change happening within the soul. At least my intellect. When I say intellect, I put my finger to my temple. And of course it's the brain that's located there. The brain that belongs to this body. But when the intellect is working well and subtly, the brain is very cool and quiet. When a person is quiet, peaceful, then the heart experiences happiness because the soul has to sit in this body and understand how my heart and brain were before and how they are now. There is change as we listen to knowledge. The awareness that I am a human being, and in this there's no question of color or all these different things that we look at, language and culture, and but human beings all have feelings. And their feelings are according to their actions. And if I change, then I feel that also. And if I'm not changing, then I'm able to feel that also. If there's still carelessness, then I feel that. If I'm not able to let go of my laziness, then I'm able to feel that too. When there isn't laziness and I'm alert, then I feel that too. And I think that's very good, that's really good. And you say, well, why was it good? And you say, really, I'm feeling it. It's just a very good experience. And so it's very good that now the soul has understood what Baba wants of the soul. And then internally you see the soul, you see the self, and you think the old sanskars have dispersed, they've gone. What do I know about old sanskars? And then there's such powerful awareness of my 84 births. This is my last birth. These are my final moments. I was here in the beginning. I belong to Baba, and I still am Baba's, and I will always be Baba's. And so this awareness is very powerful. I was his before. I still am his. It's not anything that I'm just creating, but I am his. So Baba has taught me the sense to rule over the self. If one doesn't have that mastery over the self, that rulership over the self, then what's the reason? It's because there isn't the knowledge of the cycle, but the intellect is just spinning in useless ways. And so if someone doesn't have the knowledge of the cycle in their intellect, then it means the intellect will spin in the wrong way and will come into conflict. So one can be either spinning the wrong kinds of thoughts or coming into conflict with others. So we have to check ourselves. Am I spinning thoughts about others, thinking uselessly, or am I in conflict with anyone? But we don't have time to check ourselves. That is, we don't give time for that. All the other work that I have to do, I'm doing, but I don't do this work. If I am in conflict with someone, then there's fear that suddenly something will happen that will stop me. And whatever spinning I'm doing, that's whether it's service or some other excuse, there isn't the awareness of the self, and we are lost in the wrong kind of thinking, or lost in something where we've lost awareness of ourselves. Then the internal eye is not seeing the self. So I say, okay, if you're not seeing yourself, at least see Baba. And then the spinning and the conflict is such that though Baba is looking at me and I'm trying to see Baba, even though my ears are open, I'm not able to hear Baba, I'm not able to see Baba. And so Baba says, look at your state. Yet he doesn't let go of us. He is really after us. He really, really is after us. Wants us to change. He says, child, this is the confluence age. And Baba explains everything so clearly, and he says, there's no other reason. It's just these things. And it's because you're in the habit of doing these things. It's because you've been separated from me for so long. So these are so easy things, such easy things to understand. So one is to realize I was his and his always will be his. I've been separated from him for so long. Now I found Baba, I found the one from whom I was separated. And so when you meet the one from whom you've been apart for so long, then what a wonderful experience. And I, in the early days, was not able to accept, listen to even the knowledge of the cycle, because there's an experience of being separated from Baba. And I say, Baba, I don't want to be separated from you. Baba, I've had to cry so much because I was far away from you. And so I would thinking again, I'll be separated from God, and I would cry. And when I used to read that the soul and the supreme soul have been separated for a long time, and then once the in-between person was found, God was found. Once the agent was found, God was found. And so, again will you leave us? Again we'll be separated? And so Baba had to explain so many times to bring my intellect to the right space. So, now we understand that we've been separated, and now we found the Satguru, and so all of that stumbling is over. It's because we found the Satguru that the stumbling has ended. And so though we found the Father, there was still some stumbling. Though we found the teacher, still the intellect was here and there. And now we realize we found the Satguru, there's stability. That stumbling is over. So all day, Dadi speaks to others, relates knowledge to others, and Dadi feels, yet if anybody still needs tuition, then Dadi will do that also. So Baba says he teaches everyone in a gathering together, and if some children are very good and they have the desire to come into the rosary of those who pass with honor, then Baba is very happy and willing to be with them. So who will come in that rosary of the souls that pass with honor? Those who don't stop following Baba. Those who don't stop being in his tracks, and they only want to listen to Baba. And when somebody is old, they want Baba. When they're young, they say, I want a service. And I don't say I'm old, because Baba's with me, so I feel I'm young. If I think I'm old, then I go beyond sound. If I think I'm a child, then I am totally carefree. A child is carefree. When somebody is young, they have that energy, vitality, they have that vigor. And when old, then beyond sound. So do whatever you want to do now, because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone tomorrow, who knows what will happen by evening. And so Maya will say, by when do you hope to achieve what you want to do? And Baba says, do it now. Baba says, do it now. Maya says, when will you do what you want to do? So the words that Maya, who wants to note down Maya's language and give it to Dadi, and note down what God's language is. God's language is first class. It's the language of the bestower of fortune. It's the language by which you create fortune. Maya's language is one whereby you lose your fortune. The fortune that has come into your hand will slip away through that language. Then you can say, or you do say, well, that service can wait, not now. I don't want to do that now. Maybe somebody else can do it. Or you sit in remembrance and your intellect is going everywhere else. except in yoga. So what does Baba desire? He wants us to stay in remembrance and remind others of Baba. So that is inviting Sister Maureen up on the stage so she can relate some news. That is wondering whether she has to come down from the platform. So you understand, everyone has understood. We won't forget the things that he's been relating, would we? No. So I think we're going to have